Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The two gentlemen we have right here, I am very honored
AAF
to have in the studio.
Royalty. Oh,
when I first started listening to this radio station, these guys were the morning show, and it's Bob and Zip in the studio.
Yay for you, Zip. Not so much for me. Mike, thank you so much. Carrie, so I got to say this first off. To sit in this, I realize it's a sad day.
Yeah.
But to sit in this room one more time and look at the WAAF logo on this microphone and say hello to 107.3 for just a moment. It's such an honor. And, you know, we want to tell some old stories about things we should have got fired for, of course.
Yes. Yes, we're asking everyone to confess.
But before that, I do want to say this. I have for years been so proud of all of you guys and always rooted for the team that kept WAAF going so strong. I'm going to get emotional. I brought sunglasses.
If you make me cry, Bob, I just met you, but I'm not against punching you.
Thank you. Oh, I have the sunglasses for two reasons. One, I caught Lyme disease here in New England, and the other is if I cry. But, no, the fact that you guys did so well, and 50 years, it's not like a tragedy. It's like format years in radio are like dog years, which makes WAAF 350 years old in radio format.
Yes.
So it's quite an accomplishment. And the fact that we got to be a part of it way back in the 80s, and you guys took the ball and ran with it and became Boston's rock station for so long, that's the honor.
Well, you guys are part of that history. The first time I started listening to rock music is the first time I started listening to AAF, and you guys were there on the morning, you know, before I went to school, every morning. And, you know, God with the weather, the whole deal, all that stuff.
Well, now God
all
the
time. You probably bring that back after midnight.
Yeah, that's true. God's going to do the weather every day here now. Yeah.
By the way, when Kennedy was shot, I remember where I was when I heard that WAAF was sold. And my wife said, WAAF is sold and they're going, you know, Christian. And I thought, wow, I think God is the only person who could change that station's format.
That's right.
So chronologically, there we go. Hello?
You're good.
Chronologically, when did we miss you guys? You started in...
99.
I started as an intern in 91.
Okay, so it was a couple of years.
Yeah.
Just by a couple of years.
Yeah. A few years. Just a few.
Well, a couple.
But there was no way for anyone to walk into the door at WAAF without knowing your legacy. You know, when we're being honored by being the last men standing tonight, but the fact that you guys are the cornerstones that this place was built on, I mean, it, you know, you can't talk about WAAF without hearing about Bob and Zip. It just, they went together all the time. And we grew up listening to this station. So, you know, Tom Hamilton from Aerosmith was in here earlier. And it's like, to be in a room with somebody like that, but you guys, to us, growing up listening to this station, it's the same thing.
Well, let me,
by the way, maybe the first time I never interrupted anybody on the radio. Thank you, Kerry.
Perish the thought. You know, we really owe a lot, though, to the management team that we had back then.
I was going to interrupt and say that.
It's really important.
Yeah. There's something about the beginning of WAAF, I'm interrupted.
Rob Barnett on, and he was one of the key players. But even the upper management
and
those early
ownership
days, and you can speak to Steve Marks, but the American Comedy Network was part of our group, so we kind of had, not pre-made bits, but super talented writers and support staff. It was really the right time, right place. We were very lucky. Seriously.
The station was built on an entrepreneurial spirit, which you can still feel to this last day. And this station, and I got to give Rob a shout out because I heard him on the way in. Rob Barnett, maybe one of the greatest program directors of all time. When I was just getting started doing mornings, you know, I applied for the job and didn't get it. I got weekends. And I hung around until they couldn't find a morning show.
Right. Yeah. You got to stick around, right?
And I went in on my knees and I begged for it. And they said, we'll make you the interim morning show. That's how I got started. Mm-hmm. So my entire career is rooted in someone taking a chance on me at this radio station.
Which is kind of true with a lot of the other folks you've cycled through here today.
Yeah,
they all
absolutely.
Say the same thing.
It's true.
Yeah. Which
is they cool. took chances on music.
Yep.
They
yep.
took chances on people. AAF was the place that they were like, you know what? Screw it. Why not? Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And that kind of worked into the overall attitude of the whole station. The all right, yeah. let's just go for it. Screw it. So what?
Yeah.
You know?
And so many times we could have, should have, would have been fired by almost anybody else in the world. And, you know, Zip wants to tell an embarrassing story that makes me look bad. And he can. But we were, when we messed up, management would say, well, is there anything? Like, they were like the best parents before the good parenting books. They were like, so tell me, what happened Saturday night? Steve Marks would bring me in the office. I go, well, I had a bunch of friends in the studio and we all got wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go, really? Is that a good idea?
Did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah. Like you're a 10-year-old.
And he would grab the collar of his neck and he would go, could we try not to do that again?
Like, well, yes. Let me tell you what, we kept that tradition in yes. step after you guys left.
Sure.
And we've been doing
yeah.
that until tonight because yeah. a bunch of our friends are going to be drunk in here later.
Well,
that's how we're sending it out.
If they fire you at 11:59, it's not that bad.
Yes, we've already, well, yeah, we just got to keep it going until we can flick that switch.
We just got to flip the switch.
We got to make it another, six and a half hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all right.
It's going to be tough.
We got it.
All day we've been breaking down and talking to a lot of great people. But, you know, every former staff member we've talked to, we have to ask.
Oh,
we need a confession.
I want the answer.
Something
to
that
one.
You didn't tell anybody back when you were working here, but I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Okay.
And is something you can confess.
All right. We only have until midnight.
Okay.
Just real quickly, you guys had the Rock Bus, correctly?
Yes. We had the old Rock Bus, which was the original RV from Stripes.
Right, exactly.
And then that thing died. We almost got killed in the parking lot of the Xfinity Center after a Metallica show. And then we got a new one. And then that one almost got us killed,
All right, this
too.
Was the original.
Yeah.
And we were rolling out the Rock Bus. They had just outfitted it, and we were going to do a live broadcast at a place in Ashland.
Big event.
And both of us had a tendency for a little mind
we're alcoholics.
Recovering.
anytime Zip dances around it, I'll just
long story short, the morning of that event, Bob's wife had been out of town, and he kind of went on a bit of a bender.
The wife is out of town. I had a hard time going to bed.
Anyway, mm-hmm. I come into the studio. We got our pre-recorded bits. He did this well-known bit, God's Weather. I don't know if you remember
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm walking by the production studio at 4 in the morning, and I'm hearing the playback of the God bit, and I'm, good morning, Zip. God was
simultaneously also drunk from the night before.
Anyway, long story short, you know, I covered
him
for an hour.
By the way, all the bosses were in town, the owner, Dick Ferguson, Steve Marks.
Everybody.
It was one of those things where you better be on your game tomorrow morning because all the top brass are here. And I was starting to get sober at about 5:30, so I felt like I would be okay. And then I heard God, and he was like,
so that's
if you
it.
Could turn water into wine, you'd get drunk
yes.
too.
Yes.
There you go.
Absolutely. Now, when did you guys do mornings? Like, what were the years there?
81 to 87.
Okay.
And
wow.
for me, it was through 89. I came back with Drew Lane, who
right.
ended up in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah.
And until I got sober, that was the only job I ever held for more than 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
He loves to point that out.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then you guys are also on the Pike now. right?
Yes.
Yeah, you do just on Saturdays, though.
100 FM and a Saturday show. We call it the morning show that starts at noon because if we'd had our way.
Right. And you guys are all welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We'd love to. Anytime.
Hey, after midnight, we might have to take you up on that.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll split our tips with you. It'll be great.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming in. And
our pleasure. Believe me.
Is it you? Who brought in the WAF giraffe?
That's Bob Goodell.
Yes, Bob Goodell over
here. He deserves some mic time here, too.
I do have to mention this because... Okay. My wife and I, you know, we got married on WAF, not on the air, but we had our kids
In the studio?
Not in the studio.
Oh, okay.
That must have been a mess.
Yeah, God, I can't. That's not.
However, they would have permitted it. Now that I think
that's
about
right.
it. But my wife said, "Oh, you're going on WAF. You have to talk about all this stuff." So I just want to show you this huge, huge folder of all the crazy stuff we did on the radio station and that we've kept it. I'm wearing my Crank It Up button.
Yes.
You know, to me, this is personal. This is you guys. Yeah. You guys are family that I don't know personally, but God bless you all.
But we're related.
Can I say God bless?
Yeah,
yes. In fact, they're going to encourage it.
I see all the loaves and fishes outside.
You'll be listening to it a lot after midnight.
Yeah. We're like family that's never met. We shared the same blood.
All the best.
Definitely.
Yeah. To me, that's the saddest part, and I think you guys would probably agree. Is that if you had told me that I was just being let go, I feel like you could look back and still listen to AAF and be like, I used to be part of that.
Yeah.
But the fact that when we leave here tonight, that we're not even going to be able to put the radio on tomorrow and have AAF be a thing that we used to be a part of, that to me is worse than losing my job. It's that I'm losing my favorite station. And all of the listeners that have been calling in and texting and all of that saying, what are we going to listen to when we're at work or when I'm in the truck? We're the same way because we listen to and we grew up listening to you guys. And the fact that this station isn't going to be there to listen to is it hurts worse.
It does. It does. By the way, this guy's standing in the back of me, Bob Goodell.
Yeah, let's bring Bob over, can we?
Yeah.
Can we put the head
right
on
there,
him?
All right. You got to put the head on while you talk of the giraffe, Bob.
Okay. Just for...
I mean, talk about the patriarch, really, of kind of the whole operation.
Yeah. Bob is responsible for so much back in the day at WAF, and also many of the creative ideas and things that happened.
Yeah, Bob was here for... How long were you here for, Bob?
32 years.
You got to talk into the mic. Oh,
yeah,
geez.
You know how radio.
We've done
this before.
32 years. 2 years in the giraffe suit, and then 30 years in sales.
Wow, two years in the giraffe suit.
That was a long time.
That thing must smell.
Oh, well, it's dried out.
Can I ask when the giraffe got retired?
It's about 82.
Because we
time.
Still get asked about the WAF giraffe, like. Yeah. It's been gone that long, and people still want to know about the freaking giraffe.
You traumatized a lot of people with
it
that
made
costume.
An impact.
Yeah.
It made an impact.
Yeah.
And I was assaulted in that suit a few times at AAF promotions at places like the Mohawk Club up in Shirley. So
the Hawk. Nobody rocks like the Hawk.
Oh, there it is.
Call it well.
So whose idea was the giraffe?
I think it goes back to Steve Marks. He thought, at the time, I mean, station mascots were a pretty common thing.
Right.
And they liked giraffe because they spelled it G-I-R-A-A-F.
Right.
So that's how it worked. But inevitably, I'd be out in that suit looking through the neck, and some kid would go, are you Joffrey? You know, and I'm like, no.
Are you Joffrey?
And you weren't allowed to talk, so you just kind of, you know, had no, I'm not Joffrey, you know.
Oh, yeah, you'd do the whole hand motion thing with the white, did you have the white gloves? And
I will say this, whenever I've had a bad day, it was never that bad. You know, because that was that thing was really hot in the summertime. I caused car accidents on Route 9 in Shrewsbury outside of Rayco. They had like a grand opening.
Rayco, oh my God!
And cars like banging into each other because I've got the suit on and I'm scaring children. So, but you know what? It got me to where I am, and it's been a great ride, and I love AAF. Down to the depths of my soul. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And I do not doubt there is not one on-air personality in this all these years that hasn't benefited from you setting up a personal appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. Myself included.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Bob. Appreciate the dedication.
I appreciate everything everybody did here for me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you getting Bob and Zip.
I know. Being in the
out of the cryogenic vault.
I know. Breaking them out of the iron lung and getting them into the studio here. Yeah,
but being able to be on the air with you guys, it's an honor. Oh, seriously, it means the world.
Yeah, like I said, Carrie and I have been saying it the past 2 days. We grew up listening to AAF, and we never thought that we'd ever be actually working here. And now I'm on the air with Bob and Zip. And I never thought in my...
Mic drop.
I know, right? It's like bucket, oh, my God.
Can we just check the things off on the bucket list? And it's like there's not that much left, you know?
It's incredible.
It's having you guys here, especially today, is incredibly special.
It means a lot.
It really does.
It means a lot to me. As a host, I'm not used to actually having any coworkers like me, so thank you.
It is funny that you know, we talk about the fact that, you know, everybody that's kind of been on the air at AAF, it doesn't matter what generation or what kind of era of, we're all basically cut from the same cloth. I mean, we might as well all just be related and get it over with.
Because we're all really obnoxious.
We're messed up in the head.
Giant dysfunctional family.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Well, Bob and Zip, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having us.
We really appreciate it.
Bob and Zip. One last time, Bob and Zip on WAAF. Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bust out crying here. But thank you very much, gentlemen.
Seriously.
Leave the giraffe, please.
Wait, dude.
We're going to get drunk and do things with that later at 12:01.
Yeah. Don't we have something about these guys that we were going to play?
Yes, actually. Let me do this real quick because we got a guest on the phone. But we put together a little Bob Rivers. Am I still on my...
No, you got to put your profile up.
Oh, geez.
Come on, Shu.
Sorry. I thought we were all set up here.
Fire!
That's why we're getting fired.
Yeah, fire me, right?
We suck at this job.
All right, here we go. Hold on a second. All right, and then that's... Okay. And where are we here? All right, excellent.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, this isn't me either.
What?
I don't know. I set up this whole thing. I'm totally blowing it in front of Bob and Zip here.
Oh, my God.
What was it? What would it have been?
It's a tribute to you guys.
Oh. Jesus did it. I know, really. No, I'm not.
Do I got to come over there and help you?
I can't bring it up. It's not coming up like it usually does. They already got rid of my profile.
No,
that's probably
way.
What it is. It's like,
the IT guy has struck already.
Yeah,
hold on. Carrie wants to take the shot.
All right, here we go. No, I got it. All right. We put a little Bob Rivers greatest hits montage together here.
Osama got run over by a reindeer.
La la la, blow your cash for no good reason. La 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 la. Push your charge card to the limit. La 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 la.
Yeah, little Bob Rivers' greatest hits.
Okay. So sweet.
Montage there. So
I'd like to salute the drummer Zip, by the way.
Oh yeah,
that
that's right. You're a drummer.
That's
yes,
right.
Didn't you jam with the Allman Brothers or something like
Bob
that?
Bob Goodell got me to sit in with the Greg Allman Band.
Oh, my
God.
Channel Club. That's awesome. At the old channel?
Highlight of my life.
Encore. I had no idea what they were going to play, and they broke into One Way Out.
James Montgomery on harp.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, Bob and Zip, thank you so much
for
coming
again, man.
You guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Come see us.
Come see us
on the park.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we'll get
open.
We'll talk to Bob. We'll come up. We'll ruin your show.
Beautiful.
All right.
We're ready for it. Right. We're on tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
in case you're
Friday.
Free.
Hey,
I don't know if you. We're going to be still drunk tomorrow.
We might be.
Well, you come in just like I did that
day.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob and Zip. Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.